caught in the act?
Ernie yelled, his face stark white, pointing his finger dramatically at Harry.
That will do, Macmillan, said Professor McGonagall sharply.
Peeves was bobbing overhead, now grinning wickedly, surveying the scene. Peeves always loved chaos. As the teachers bent over Justin and nearly headless Nick, examining them, Peeves broke into song.
Oh, Potter, you rotter, oh, what have you done? You're killing off students, you think it's good fun.
That's enough, Peeves, barked Professor McGonagall, and Peeves zoomed away backward with his tongue out at Harry.
Justin was carried up to the hospital wing by Professor Flitwick and Professor Sinistra of the astronomy department. But nobody seemed to know what to do for nearly headless Nick. In the end, Professor McGonagall conjured a large fan out of thin air, which she gave to Ernie with instructions to waft nearly headless Nick up the stairs. This Ernie did, fanning Nick along like a silent black hovercraft. This left Harry and Professor McGonagall alone together.
This way, Potter, she said.
Professor, said Harry at once, I swear I didn't.
This is out of my hands, Potter, said Professor McGonagall curtly.
They marched in silence around a corner, and she stopped before a large and extremely ugly stone gargoyle.
Lemon drop, she said.
This was evidently a password, because the gargoyle sprang suddenly to life and hopped aside as the wall behind him split in two. Even full of dread for what was coming, Harry couldn't fail to be amazed. Behind the wall was a spiral staircase that was moving smoothly upward like an escalator. As he and Professor McGonagall stepped onto it, Harry heard the wall thud closed behind them. They rose upward in circles, higher and higher, until at last, slightly dizzy, Harry saw a gleaming oak door ahead with a brass knocker in the shape of a griffin. He knew now where he was being taken. This must be where Dumbledore lived.